Avril Lavigne, you're on the hits with Maddie and PJ, and it's time for this.
Milford Money Matters.
Well, we would love to just talk all things money and investing and being responsible with your KiwiSaver, but I don't think anyone would listen, would they, Maddie?
No. Although, I feel like I'm learning so much. And I was just saying, my KiwiSaver is, dare I say it, doing pretty well at the moment.
Well, she's doing okay.
She's doing okay.
Well, we are joined by Maddie from Milford Money this week, and we really want to talk about how you can get $260 just like that. So, look, as we head towards the 30th of June, Maddie, and the end of that KiwiSaver year, what should people be doing to make sure they don't miss out on that government contribution?
So from the 1st of July 2025, so that was last year, the government contribution did change. So it is good for people to be aware of what this change looks like. So it's now 25 cents to every dollar that you personally contribute. It did used to be 50 cents for every dollar. So the maximum payment now is $260.72 a year. And there are a couple of important eligibility changes that people should look at as well.
Yeah, let's talk about those changes and who they affect specifically.
So the main people that are impacted is now, you know, 16 to 17 year olds do qualify for the government contribution for the first time. So this is a huge win, especially if they meet all other criterias. But if you do also earn more than $180,000 in a taxable income year, you're no longer eligible to receive that government contribution. So it is really important to understand where you stand.
So what about people who might be a bit sceptical about this and think, oh, it's not really worth the effort for $260?
Yeah, I can understand why people would think that way. But if you shift that focus to every single cent counts towards retirement, you know, there is still money up for grabs if you're eligible. So it's more so, why wouldn't you do it?
It's free money, right?
Naturally, you're going to be putting in that $1,042.86 from your salary or, as you know, from an automatic payment. So take advantage of it while it's there.
Yeah. Okay, so say I'm sitting there right now going, well, I want the money. I want that $260. What do I have to do from here?
So the best thing that you can do to check to see if you're on track is log in with your MyIR to see if you've hit that threshold. Click into the KiwiSaver section. And it will all unfold automatically, so you don't actually need to do anything. If you haven't reached that threshold when you check your breakdown, you can make a one-off deposit into your KiwiSaver account and make sure you do it before the 30th of June.
Amazing. Well, Maddie, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, $260. Yeah. How good.
You take that.
Absolutely take that. And don't forget, this segment is obviously educational only. It should not be considered financial advice. But if you do happen to want to know more, you can get expert advice and head to MilfordAssets.com and learn more, or call your local Milford office for a free initial no obligation chat today. Thank you so much for coming in,
Maddie.
Nice to see you guys.
This is Hozier on the hits.